Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Sonny?
Yeah, this is.
Great, Sonny. My name's Dan Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Friday, sir?
Good, good.
Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right? Yes, sir. So just to verify, it's a Dream Team, right? Out of Woodbury?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and I ran a scan online for your business. Currently, I see a website, you got an Angi lead listing. That's about it currently online. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have Facebook too, but
Okay, and Facebook too. Okay, perfect. Let me ask you, have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how this all works?
Yeah, I mean, like, I went with someone like Townsquare Interactive, and they tried doing that, and it was just ineffective. But the only thing, like, I kind of really just want is to just get my business profile reinstated, because I got, like, a decent amount of reviews there that I wanted to keep.
Okay.
So
Are
people
they,
can look at it.
yeah, absolutely. Are they requiring an advanced verification or video verification from you? Do you know?
Like, honestly, like, I tried to reinstate it myself, and they emailed me back, but they didn't give me any information on what I needed to do. They just told me that it's not, it's like if they just said that, like, my business profile is violating the guidelines. I try to ask them, like, what's going on, and I read the guidelines earlier too, and I don't think I'm violating the policies or guidelines, but that's the only thing that's the only response that they're giving me is just to refer it back to the guidelines, you know?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's usually like a small issue, and the problem is, like, for you guys, right? For, like, business owners, it's like pulling teeth to get a hold of Google. So starting in January of last year, they started requiring advanced verifications and video verifications more frequently, right? Like, it was a common thing, and a lot of businesses got suspended, you know? We have a department that works on that all day, every day, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I already did the video verification. I
Okay.
remember, I think it was either the video or it was like a mail verification. So I don't know
The mail
if like they
verifications
want
are
like another
really,
one.
like, seldom that those happen now. Like, a lot of times they require the video verification or an advanced verification, you know. But we could take care of it for you. We just have to get in there. But let me ask you though, is it currently licensed and insured?
I only do like drain cleaning, so you don't
Okay.
really need a license to clean drains, but
Right.
it is insured.
It is insured, okay. But you have the business as, like, registered, right? Like, you have it under an LLC or a corp or whatever, right? Okay. Okay, so business is registered and then also insured. Okay. We don't have a package where we just activate your Google listing though, right? Like, what we would do too is we optimize it for 20 keyword phrases on the first page of Google. So it'd be like a bundle service. Does that make sense? Okay. So, let me tell you. Go ahead, sir.
I was like, I'm interested in knowing, like, how much you guys are charging.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to go over. So, our rates, we have multiple packages, but if you're looking for just the Google business profile, right, to get that reinstated and to get it optimized and make sure, you know, you're submitted to the main directories that Google scans for, that package, which is our lowest package, it's called the Pro, that's at $199 a month.
Like, could I cancel it at any time?
Yeah, it's month-to-month, no contract, so you can cancel it. The main reason we make it that way is we're confident once you see the results in this, you'll stick it out with our company.
Okay. Yeah, can I try for like a month?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just cancel it?
Yeah, absolutely. And our hope is that you stay on board, right, once you see the traffic. But let me start by doing this. So
yeah,
if
I see traffic, then, you know, I don't mind staying. But then, like, the last company that I went with, they promised me, Town Square Interactive, they promised me that they'll put me on the first page, and they said that I'll get, like, a lot of traffic, but I didn't see anything. I got no calls from anyone, and so I'm just like, I don't really need them. Like, I'm getting customers from somewhere else that I'm very happy about. You know, I do like radio ads, and you know, I get a lot of phone calls from there, but absolutely zero from Google. You know, from what Town Square Interactive is doing. Like, the only thing I needed was just a website, and then a business profile so that they can look at my reviews, because I get a lot of customers. They'll like, they'll hear me on the radio ad, they'll search me on Google, and then they'll read my reviews, and then they choose me, you know?
How many reviews do you, I can't see the Google page right now because it's suspended until we get into it. How many reviews do you have on it?
I only have 22 right now.
22, but still, that's better than zero, you know what I'm saying? So,
.2, like 5-star reviews, and then I got all my customers, they have a lot of good things to say about my company.
Right. No, that's amazing, man. So just so you know the timelines, right, in the package, so within 7 to 10 days of startup, we're going to have your initial directory submissions done. But what you're really looking for, like, for that Google listing to be reinstated and, you know, fully optimized, that timeline is going to be 7 to 14 days, okay? And then for you to start ranking on the first page of Google, though, for the keyword phrases we're targeting you for, that timeline is 30 to 45 days. Okay.
Yeah, about like one or two months. That's what the Town Square said too. But I mean, I just want that reinstated, and I don't mind giving you guys a try. I'll give you guys like 1 to 2 months. See how that goes.
Yeah, I recommend give us 2 months. You know, that way you can see this thing get to the first page and actually get results. Because if you have 22 5-star reviews on there, there's no reason you shouldn't be getting business. I bet you anything, it's just a few minor issues that we have to go in there and fix for you. And then obviously doing the upkeep on it to keep you up there, you know. But let me verify. So the company, is it registered as Drain Team?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the 2150 Tower Drive in Woodbury 55125, is that the correct address?
That's okay. So here's the thing. That's my address, and yeah, that is the correct address. That's where my van is at. But then, like, when I was with Town Square Interactive,
we can just hide it. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. That, like, in Woodbury, I felt like I wasn't getting a lot of calls because of the location. So I wanted to switch it to like St. Paul, which is like the biggest city. And, you know, my dad has an office building over there, and I could use like one of the rooms. So I wanted to switch it over there. And I think that's where like the problem kind of like started,
because
I tried to switch the address, and then, they wanted me to verify that over there, which I tried to, and I couldn't. And then I don't know what happened, but then,
they should have told you, if you tried to re-pin verify it at an address that is already verified on Google for another business, that would have already put it in suspension, you know? So that's probably the issue.
My next question, like, are you able to help me out with that too? Like, I wanted to move my business to St. Paul, where the big city is.
Yeah, do you have an address? Let me check the address online to make sure there's not another company, like, using that address. And let me ask you, too, is the business registered at that address?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay. So, you know, I'm a straight shooter, right? So I want to tell you what it is.
Yeah, I like that.
It's not going to work. So if your listing is suspended right now, probably what they're going to do is require an advanced verification from you, which we can do for you. The business is registered at 2150 Tower Drive, and we try to get it out of suspension at a different address. It's not going to happen.
Uh-huh. Okay. But can you like reinstate it at 2150 Tower Drive, and then can I move it later in the future?
So what I'd recommend to you, we get it rolling, like we get it out of suspension. And then if you get the business re-registered at that new location, then we could send in the correct paperwork, right, to target it in that other area. But you got to have all your ducks lined up before you do that, you know?
Like I have to go to Secretary of State of Minnesota and re-register at that address.
Yeah, which is pulling teeth in itself, right? But, yeah, you would have to make time to just go down there and just change the address. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind because I really like that St. Paul area. That's where, like, that's where all my community is at, you know? So,
right.
Like, in Woodbury over here is more like 15 minutes out, but then, like, all the people that I'm focusing that I'm targeting, they're in St. Paul. So I would rather.
You know, what we can do is target keywords too. Like you could keep it in Woodbury and we could target your keywords for like, you know, drain cleaning in St. Paul, like drain cleaning St. Paul, yada, yada, right? Like, cause you get 20 keyword phrases total. So with it only being 15 minutes away, like what I'd recommend to you is let them work on it. Get it out of suspension, right?
Yeah.
Do the targeted keywords for, you know, not only Woodbury, but St. Paul. Because we don't have to target Woodbury because you're located in that area. Like, all it has to be is drain cleaning or you know, drain unclog or whatever your keywords will be, right? Yeah. But to target St. Paul, we could start putting that, like, on your Google listing. We could put serving the St. Paul area, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so let me just notate that. So for right now, I'm going to keep the address as the 2150 Tower Drive, okay? Until you, like, change everything over, if that's even needed, okay?
If that's even needed. And my other question, too, is, like, I don't know if you have an Apple iPhone or not, but...
I do,
good. So, you know the maps?
Mm-hmm.
The Apple iPhone maps? I like to, like, touch drain cleaning, and then it'll usually pop up in that area.
So this is going to be submissions to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. You already have the Meta listing like on Facebook, but we submit you to Apple because you're talking about Waze, right? That's what you're talking about. Yeah, this includes a submission to that in our pro package. So it's already in there.
Alright.
Yeah. But talk to me about the services. So you said it's primarily like drain cleaning, drain unclog, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unclog, cutting roots, just basically drain cleaning. Strictly drain cleaning.
Strictly drain cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's all I do. Mm-hmm.
And your website is still active, right? The DrainTeamLLC.com? Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And let me grab your email address. Should be on the, here, it should be on this Facebook page. Okay, so I got DrainTeamLLC@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you an email right now titled Increase Your Business with the Pro Package. It will have like the full outline of the program. But after I activate your account, you'll receive from Local Splash Support your welcome email, your initial invoice, and your login credentials for your tracking system. Okay?
Is that what you guys call Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes, sir. We've been in business 19 years, Google Premier Partner, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So you're in good hands with us.
All right. Splash Report.
All right. Yeah. Well, no, that's where the emails come from. Our company is Local Splash. But, yeah, the emails will come from Local Splash Support.
Local Splash.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see, just for account purposes, honey, what's your last name?
Yang, Y-A-N-G.
Got it. And first name, do you spell it S-O-N-N-Y?
Well, that's kind of just like my nickname. Do you mean like my legal name?
Yeah, yeah, yes, sir, your legal name.
Okay, legal name is S-O-N-C-A-O. It's all together. That's
got it.
Name.
So S-O-N, C is in Charlie, A is in Apple, O is in Oscar.
P.
Oh, okay, P.
P-A-O, yeah.
Yeah, Sun Pal.
P as in Paul.
Got it, got it, got it. Okay. And you prefer to go by Sunny, though, right? With us?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I got that in there.
It's easier, you know.
Yeah, yeah, all good. Sun Pal, I think that's an awesome name.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, different, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's cool, man. Sounds like a karate kid, you know?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee. Yeah, Sun Pao Yang. Yeah. I like it, man. All right. So next step to this, what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they're going to go through the fun stuff, right? The keyword phrases, but more importantly, I've already notated the main thing for you is getting that Google listing out of suspension. So what I'm going to do too is I'm going to send this to the main person that works on those accounts, you know. We have a department that does that all day, every day, you know. But before I schedule that interview for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement, that everything is month to month here, no contracts.
Okay.
Good. All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Sun Pao Yang on the card, or is there like a middle initial too?
It's just Sun Pao Yang, and then it'll be my
business name, right?
On it too. Yeah.
Got it. All right. And the billing address, it's the 2150 Tower Drive, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the card you'll be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
5190 9300 1003 6678.
Expiration?
0725.
You said 07, right? 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
0725, yep.
All right. And the CVC code?
682.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Sonny, is coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Same team.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Sun Pao Yang, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is March 1st, 2024. In the non-refundable discounted amount of $199 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot. All right. So I'm sending you a text right now with my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, save that in your phone, okay? And
it's, your number 951?
No, it's going to be the 877 number. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Oh, okay.
If you call that other number, you're going to get a random person on the floor, and then they have to transfer you to me. Okay? All right.
Daniel Nelson?
That's me, yes, sir. And then that 877 number, and my extension is 711, okay? All right. Now,
what is your company called again? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's Local Splash. Sorry, I got a message from somebody on the tech side, so I was just asking. Okay. I was reading it.
Good. Got it.
All right. So, let's get this client interview scheduled, okay? So we block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, okay? Okay. Let me double check. Okay. So normally we have a 5 o'clock slot, but it's booked right now. Let me see what they have. What time on Monday would work best for you?
We could do like 10 a.m.-ish.
10 a.m.? Okay, 10 like 10 or you want 9? What's better for you?
We could do 9.
Okay, 10, 9. Perfect. All right, so what I'm going to do, you're going to get an email calendar invite in 1 second here. It's going to say local / CI, which just means client interview, and then EN for English. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. Okay. And the way this works, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first and I'm going to introduce you to the technician. Okay. And I should be available because it's first thing in the morning for us. Okay. But if I am on the phone, they just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, one sec here. Okay, let me explain these emails. So the most important email coming through to you, it's going to be titled Local Splash Support or From Local Splash Support, and it's going to be titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Okay, let me just make sure. I don't think it came through yet. Hold on.
I got an email, but this one looks like it's...
Yeah, that's the initial invoice. I'll explain that to you in a second here, too. Uh-huh. But I really... Because I know you're going to need an advanced verification, so I need you to have that pictures needed email. So give me one quick sec here.
Okay.
Usually I auto send, so, but let me manually send it. Okay, so it's going to come through right now. I'll verify that you get it. I just hit send, so just give it a couple seconds. But you're going to have it, so it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And you're going to see a list of things on there, okay? Tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license, insurance, right? Remember, if you don't have a specific license, just send the LLC then in, like the registration. Business card, invoice, workplace. Now, anything you don't have on there, like workplace, for example, it's not a pizza shop. So you'll skip the workplace, obviously. Or if you guys don't have business cards made yet, right? Just skip the business card. But anything you have on there, especially that business registration and that insurance, okay? You're going to want to submit that. Yeah. That way we can submit it directly to Google for an advanced verification on your behalf. Okay.
Okay.
The registration,
that's just the certificate.
Yeah, that's just the certificate from
Minnesota, right?
Exactly. That's it. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the other thing, your Google Business profile that you currently have, you have access to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to get in, okay? So normally they send this at the client interview. So I'm going to send it to you because it's Friday. That way you have over the weekend to do it. I'm going to send you another email that says important. Please add us to your Google Business profile. What you're going to want to do, because I don't want them to create a duplicate listing. I want to get your 22 reviews up and live. So what you're going to want to do is add us on as manager to the Google page, and it will walk you through, like, step-by-step exactly how to do that. Now, you're still the owner. We're just added on as a manager. That way we could do all this stuff for you on your behalf. Okay?
Right.
Okay. All right. So that has been sent. Okay. So, and you probably got two action needed emails because I manually sent one and one auto triggered. So just a heads up on that. But all you got to do is fill out one. Okay. But the action needed pictures needed for Google verification and the adding us to the Google business profile, those are the two important ones. Okay. The other one that you're going to see on there is a welcome email. That's just welcoming you aboard. And then you'll also have your local splash initial invoice. Are you able to pull the invoice up now?
The invoice.
Yes, sir.
What is the invoice for?
On the invoice.
I see it.
Okay. Okay.
I got it.
So when you pull that one up, right, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Yeah.
Okay. When you click on that, that's going to show you your local splash terms of experience. So it shows you exactly what you're paying for in writing. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what I want to go over, there's a few things on there. So basically everything with a star next to it, okay? So my site, custom website, that's not included in this, right? You already have your own website. Facebook ads and Facebook business page access, don't worry about that. But if you wanted us to do Facebook ads in the future, you can upgrade to that, okay? All right? Google ads, same thing. You could upgrade in the future along with Google Guaranteed as well. So those are all upgraded services. Everything without a star next to it is included in your platform, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let me just sign it then?
Yeah. You could take your time, but just check the boxes, and it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm at the bottom. Yeah. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. Your username and password will be sent to you after the client interview, okay?
Okay.
Usually we send it on the call with you, but because you need an advanced verification, we want to wait till after the client interview because on your dashboard you have a connect with Google button and we don't want you to do that.
Okay.
So just a heads up on that, you know.
All right. I'm just kind of going over this.
Yeah, take your time. There's no rush, you know. And remember, too, the most important ones are the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, especially for your situation, and then adding us to the Google business profile. That way we can get rocking and rolling on everything, you know.
I'll do those. I'll do that right away, and then I'll get the pictures in, too.
Perfect. Good. Okay. Now, a few other questions I have for you for the tech side. Actually, one more. So they want to know your preference normally. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us? They do all three still, you know? They just want to know your preference.
Let's do text.
Text? All right. Text preferred. All right. Obviously, that client interview is going to be a phone call, you know, but I put text message preferred as well. And I have all the other notes. So the only thing, it's just going to take a little effort on your part too, just that action needed, pictures needed for Google verification and adding us to the Google page. I'm going to message James, who's the main guy that handles the advanced verifications. That way he has a heads up to, like, start the process. Okay. All right. Any questions for me in the meantime?
You said that I'm going to get a username and password for
That's going to be sent to you after the client interview. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
You're good, brother. I know when you sign up, you get all kinds of emails, right?
Yeah,
so
I always highlight
the most important, you know, the action needed and add us to the Google page, you know.
Yeah, add you guys, and then the pictures.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And then you said that I received two emails for the action needed pictures needed for Google verification.
Yeah, you got two of them, but that's because I manually sent one, and then the auto trigger just took a little while to go through.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
Yeah, you only have to do one of those, though. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Okay, sounds good.
One last thing on the pictures needed for Google verification. If there's something that you don't have, right? Because I've had clients that they're like, man, I want to make this perfect, so I'm going to wait till I have business cards made. The main thing is the registration and the insurance. So just get what you have submitted, right? That way they could get that thing out of suspension as quick as possible for you. Okay?
Okay. When you say insurance, you mean like car insurance or kind of insurance?
No, so like business insurance. You said you have business insurance, right? On the company?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So just submit, usually they have like an Accord document, right? But whatever your insurance provided you, that usually you show to clients, right? Like commercial or whatever it is. But that insurance, submit that in there so we could submit it directly to Google. Okay.
Okay. Do you need like the commercial vehicle insurance too?
No, just the business insurance is the main thing.
Okay.
Yeah, with the business name lining up, the same, you know, et cetera. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I think I got everything, man.
Awesome. And if there are any hiccups, we have a rep at Google because we like set up multiple accounts, right? So we have a rep where we can speak to them directly. But the main thing is you getting those in so we could get it to our rep like ASAP, you know? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good, man.
All right, hey, congratulations. You're gonna I know you're trying it out, but my hopes are that you stay on long term and maybe in the future even upgrade your program. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one second, really quick. So the pictures, you want me to just email it to that?
No. So you can email them, but there's a link. So it'll say url.local/.com/google. When you click on that, it's a good little platform to be able to like put everything there, you know?
Okay, I got that. And then I was looking at the important. Okay, I think I got it from here, man. I'll just follow the instructions.
Right. And James will take it too. Like he's really good, right? So he'll be the one to see like what Google's requiring and he'll make you aware. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good, man. Thanks a lot, dude. I appreciate your call.
Likewise. I'm glad we could help and I look forward to being your account lead on this, okay? You have a great rest of your day. If you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, okay?
Okay. Sounds good, man.
All right, son.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Man.
You too, sir.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.